Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration said Monday that children 12 to 15 years of age are now eligible to receive a key COVID-19 vaccine. Has the agency expanded its emergency use authorization for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine? Clinical trials found 100% efficacy and robust antibodies response in study participants that were 12 to 15 years of age. A final vote for its use is expected Wednesday. Virginia Republicans have chosen businessman and first-time political candidate Glenn Youngkin to be their nominee for governor. Mr. Youngkin on the Royal Examiner.
I started to really assess what was going on in Virginia, and I looked at our economy, and I looked at what's happened at the consistent threat to our constitutional rights and our God-given rights, and saw people out of work, and I was so frustrated with my home state. You know, I'm a homegrown Virginian.
USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
GOP conference chair, the number three position within the Grand Ole Party, could have a new leader come Wednesday. Dan Rocky with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A vote has been scheduled for Wednesday to potentially remove Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney from her position as the Republican Party conference chair. Cheney has drawn criticism for her continued condemnation of former President Donald Trump's claims of fraud during the 2020 presidential election. Congressman Brian Babin says Cheney is entitled to her own opinions on the former president. But the Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that that doesn't apply to GOP leadership, who need to present a unified voice if they plan on retaking the House in 2022.
Liz is our number three Republican in our conference. And while she has every right, every entitlement to her own views, not really as the conference chair. We've got to stay unified.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
More COVID-19 messaging from government officials. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said over the weekend that it was time to start relaxing indoor mask regulations, emphasizing that as more people get vaccinated, the less those mandates will be needed. Dr. Francis Collins agrees. The head of the National Institutes of Health tells CNBC that infection rates in a community will likely determine how fast public health measures can be pulled back.
Well, CDC has a tough job here to try to give the best possible guidance to everybody when, in fact, the frequency with which the virus is circulating in communities is not all the same. Certainly, as that goes down, as more vaccinations get put in place, and we're on a pretty good path here, we should be able to see CDC relax those indoor mask guidance. And right now, of course, you can gather with other people who you know have been immunized in small groups. My wife and I have been able to have small dinners with people that we were quite comfortable with because we knew they'd also had their shots.
Before COVID-19 ravaged the world, Dr. Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases provided the money for coronavirus research at China's Wuhan Institute. The question now, could a Fauci-funded experiment be the source of the COVID-19 pandemic? The Wall Street Journal and Fox News are leaning in that direction. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Nicholas Wade, argues that the Chinese lab is the most likely source of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, don't you feel sometimes like Don Quixote, like you're chasing down windmills or something? I mean, it is, I don't know. I just don't know about reason anymore. I mean, we've got these brainiac scientists who have told us early on, kids aren't, they're not that much of a risk. I mean, we're talking, you know, fractions of a percent of kids that are contracting COVID. But yet, all of a sudden, you know, the FDA has been working with Pfizer vaccine, and now this has been approved that our kids can now get the jab because they've come up with this COVID vaccine, and this is kids ages 12 to 15. Well, our next guest hopefully can make sense out of this because, I don't know, it's just mind-blowing to me that in search for normal, that we're so desperate. I mean, next thing you know, we're going to be injecting our cats. You know, because somebody's going to come up with this idea that somehow cats are transmitting, so we need to inject the cats with a special COVID vaccine. The founder and CEO of Hoxie Health and Wellness Center, Dr. Stephen Hoxie, is with us. Doctor, I say Hoxie, I mean Hoxie, right?
No, you were right the first time, Bill.
Oh, it is.
Congratulations.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Am I right about this other stuff? I mean, this, you know, this desire for us to get back to normal, we're like losing our minds in the process here. And we're, you know, giving up more of our liberties. And, you know, we were told that kids weren't that big of an issue. And now all of a sudden, you know, we're spending money. And I guess they must add some extra money to go around. And Pfizer says, OK, hey, we can do that. How about if we come up with a vaccine for kids 12 to 15? Would that be good? Oh, yeah. No worries. We'll give you several billions of dollars. It's only the people's money. So why don't you do that?
Well, Bill, you made a good point on this. This has all been created by this virus has, was brought over here, as you well aware, from China. It was released. It was manufactured in the Wuhan lab. It was all done with the knowledge of Fauci and that whole bunch.
Exactly.
They transported the virus from Duke University and from North Carolina over to the Wuhan lab because it was dangerous, and our government didn't want them making a virus that could, you know, a bioweapon here in the state. So we let the Chinese do it for us, and then it was released. And of course, you know about the event 201 and everything in New York City back in 19. They knew this was coming. It was all planned, and they spread this out the whole world. And they did this to create fear. When you, the most powerful controlling emotion over people is fear. If you can create fear, you can get people to give up their civil rights. They'll give up anything and everything to overcome the fear. This whole thing is all about power, control, and money. And
yes,
folks, if you think this is about your health, then I guarantee you, you're not thinking clearly. This is not about your health. it's all about power, control, and money. Oh, what kind of money? Well, you think if you could create fear in the entire world and force a experimental gene-modifying injection on everybody in the world, you think that would be a good business model that would be mandated? How many billions, hundreds of billions of dollars is that going to create for your company? Guess who's invested in these various Pfizer, Moderna, and all these vaccine companies? Anybody ever heard of Bill Gates?
Yes.
You ever heard of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? Go look where their money's gone. Who controls the WHO? Who gives more money than any country in the world to the World Health Organization? Did you know it happened to be the Bill Gates Foundation? Mm-hmm. Did you know that? Over $100 million.
More than the Communist Chinese, but yet the Communist Chinese have a bigger say in what's going on in the WHO than Bill and Melinda Gates possibly.
So anyway, then they want to give this experimental. This is, folks, this is not an approved vaccine. Go to the Pfizer. All you got to do is go to Pfizer and Google COVID vaccine. Go to Moderna. Go to J&J. Go to AstraZeneca. All of them say, This vaccine, they call it a vaccine so they don't have any any product liability. This vaccine is not FDA approved. It's not approved.
Yes.
Oh, right. We're giving it to everybody, but it's not approved. And your listening audience may say, well, how can it not be approved? They're giving it at the grocery store and at Walmart. It's got to be approved. No, folks, it's not approved. To be approved, it has to go through a series of animal studies and trials and human studies and trials. Every other vaccine that's on the market has gone through animal studies. Why would you have to do animal studies?
Yep,
why do
exactly.
you think we do animal studies? To see if the animals have any adverse effects. Well, we already know from animal studies on the coronavirus in 05 and 12 when we had previous coronavirus infection. By the way, folks, this isn't the first coronavirus. Coronavirus probably been around since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. Ever since we discovered viruses, we've discovered coronavirus is a common cause of a cold. So there are all kinds of coronaviruses out there. And this just happens to be one that was manufactured to be particularly contagious and cause problems. Although, as a matter of fact, for those that get it, 99.99% of the people survive. It can't be that deadly. And, you know, over 50% of the population has antibodies to it, and only 20% of the population have had any symptoms. Mm-hmm. We've got herd immunity building. Most of us have antibodies to some coronaviruses that we've been exposed to in the past that cross-react with this. And if you're feeling healthy, why would you want to go stick an experimental, experimental gene-modifying injection in your body, which is going to hijack your cells to cause your cells to produce the virus protein, the spike protein, which causes a whole host of health problems. Oh, now, why don't we just give it to the kids?
Yes.
Oh, give it to everybody. We already know. Now, I don't know whether you realize this or not, but according to the Vaccine Adverse Event Board, where you report any adverse reaction or death, they have, as of May 2nd, reported 4,178 deaths have been reported to VAERS.
Right. I'm aware of that.
Guess how many in the last 20 years? Over the last 20 years, we've had, it happens to be just that almost the exact same number in 20 years. From all the 72 different vaccines people have been getting over the last 20 years, we only have a little over 4,000. We have more deaths already in the first 4.5 months from this experimental injection than we have had to all the other vaccines for the last 20 years.
Wow.
And nobody's raising an eyebrow. Back in 76, when they had the swine flu, I don't know if you're old enough to remember that, but they had the swine flu and they had the injection for that. 25 people died and they canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped it. Oh, but the CDC says there's no proof that this injection has caused anybody to die. It's just a coincidence. Coinkydink, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a coincidence that somebody got hit by a truck, but yet they could somehow, you know, consider the person may have had a cold and they're going to cite it as a COVID death, right?
COVID infection.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely insane what has been thrust upon the minds of the American people. And because of fear, as you say, because of emotion, we've thrown common sense to the wind, and we're being manipulated, and we're giving up our freedoms. And to what end game here? That's what inquiring people want to know.
The end game, just go to the World Economic Forum. Find out what Klaus Schwab says. Just go look. This is all planned.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Hotze after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, welcome back. Fresh and Independent. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Stephen Hotze is with us, founder and CEO of Hotze Health. and Wellness Center, and we were just talking about this madness that we're having to deal with in search for normal. And the thing is, it wouldn't be so bad here, Dr. Hotze, if we were all on the same page together, if we all were in agreement of going to normal and overcoming, you know, this attack by this Chinese virus. But, you know, politics has entered into the fray. Individual interests have entered into the fray. And they're too much, they're adding to the problem and not the solution here. What do you say?
Well, that's exactly what they're intending to do. They want to cause Americans and people worldwide to submit to a one-world government that's going to solve their problems. That one-world government, as you're well aware, is basically communistic in nature and totalitarianistic, authoritarian. It's going to, they're going to track you. Let me tell you what's going to happen. They're right now, they're moving, even in Texas, we cannot, even though our governor said there's no mandate for a vaccine from government. Oh, but a private corporation can mandate you take a vaccine. Well, that violates the Nuremberg Code. You can't be forced to take an experimental injection or an experimental procedure without being informed, having informed consent. They're having it at Walmart. I talked to somebody yesterday. They said, we heard at Walmart. I was at Walmart. Sixth time they announced, if you haven't got your vaccine, come on over to the pharmacy and we'll give it to you.
Got the blue light special going on. Yeah.
And so, yeah. So people are just lining up, getting their shots. There's no informed consent. They don't know. They don't know what in the world is happening or what is in that particular injection. And friend, it's, look, I just saw a video. Now this is, the deeper I get, the worse it gets. Okay. You've heard that. Do they have nanobots? Do they have metallic microbots, which are small nanoparticles that are so small, they're infinitesimally small, small as a virus? Do they have that in this shot? And I looked, and Reuters said, no, fact check, it doesn't. Well, I got a video of somebody that had the shot, and they had a little magnet they put on the arm, and that magnet stuck to the arm.
Wow.
It can't stick to the arm unless there's magnetic microbots in that injection. That is weird.
Yes.
Sir. It's no. You go like, what? And then go read about magnetic metallic microbots. Just Google that, friend, or go to DuckDuckGo or any internet provider and see what that does. That stuff gets in your brain. Mm-hmm. And this is this whole transhumanism where they want us to connect to computers and then they can control us. So what's going to happen? They're going to mandate this, and then all these people are going to have to stand in line, and they're going to get it because they don't have the guts to say go to, you know, where in a handbasket. And they don't have the guts to say that because they're worried about their job or they're worried about traveling. And so, and here's what Klaus Schwab has said is going to happen. And so has Bill Gates. Hey, what's coming out is a microchip. Oh, it's going to be real easy. Instead of carrying around a passport, my goodness, just put a microchip in your hand. Or why don't you put it on your forehead?
Sure.
You know, we'll just, and Bill Gates already has the technology patented. The patent was W02020606. 06. Well, that's a coincidence.
Yeah, really, exactly. Yes.
6-6, really?
Yeah.
So anyway, he's got that. We're going to put that, and, you know, and we've got Christian pastors that have even had this vaccination, and I'm a Christian, but what in the world was Graham? What's the Billy Graham's son there? Franklin Graham.
Franklin Graham.
Goes like, yes. This is a gift from Jesus. And, oh, Jeffrey, this is a gift from God, the vaccine. I'm going like, what are these guys thinking?
Right.
Do they even know what they're talking about? So, friends, I'm going to tell you, you have to watch out because there are going to be people you respect that have gone out and haven't thought about it, and it tells me they must be scared too. I'm not scared.
Well, you know, we're told, the Bible tells us clearly that even some of God's elect will be deceived in that day. And this is what's going on. You know, this is why the truth is so important. We need to be vigilant about this. I mean, look at what happened with the thalidomide in the 50s, as you know, Stephen. And, you know, they put this through. They said, well, okay, well, it's going to help women with their nausea and all that. But there was no test on pregnant women. Well, what they did an online test. I mean, they went live with a trial, kind of like what they're doing right now, and they tested the product, and then here it is. All of a sudden, you had an increased number of miscarriages. We had deformed babies and everything else, all associated with thalidomide. So, are we going to revisit that nightmare from the 50s one more time?
It's already starting.
Yeah,
it's already happening. I have a obstetric nurse who came to the office last week, and she said, we have seen a substantial increase in miscarriages at the hospital. We hadn't seen mm-hmm. this. They're on the rise. It's more than we've ever seen in any month. And she said, as a matter of fact, last week, a woman who was 39 weeks pregnant came in and delivered a stillborn child. The baby had been perfectly healthy until 4 days previous when she was given
got the vaccination.
The injection.
You see, and this is not being reported. This is all being, and the Biden administration, Fauci, the rest of them are withholding this information from us. And then we get all these, these ads now about everybody having to go get vaccinated. And like you say, Franklin Graham buying into this narrative. I'll tell you, from day one, I've been hesitant. I've interviewed doctors who've been studying this for 30 years. One doctor, and as a matter of fact, said I would not vaccinate my family or my patients.
Well, I don't. At the Hotsey Athawella Center, we've said the same thing. I've never given flu vaccines here.
Yes.
For crying out loud, if you want to be healthy, and the flu vaccine is totally worthless as well. And this particular experimental injection, when they tested it on Pfizer, they had a relative risk reduction when it was looked at by the British Medical Journal of only 19%. They claim 95%. That's a relative risk. But the absolute risk reduction using this particular Pfizer injection was less than 1%. It was 0.7%. So that was reported by a epidemiologist by the name of Dr. Ron Brown out of Canada, who did a study of the looked at the statistics. And what really matters is the absolute risk. And there's no basically what the absolute risk being less than 1% tells you that this tells you about the effectiveness of the vaccine, so-called vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It's ineffective. Why? Right. Why? Then, as a matter of fact, you may or may not appreciate this, but 60% of the people now coming down with COVID infections have had the injection. Oh, well,
wow.
It's like the flu.
That's like the flu shot. You know, my mother would always yell at me, Dr. Rosie, you need to get a flu shot. And why do I need to get a flu shot? Last time I got a flu shot, I got the flu. So, you know, here it is. That's amazing. 60% is the number?
That's
I'm not surprised.
Last month, 60%. And that was reported by an epidemiologist out of Harvard, Dr. Rich.
Mm.
And anyway, that's frightening enough. And you just go to their websites and they say, one, you know, they call it a vaccine. I'm talking about Pfizer and Moderna and all that. But, of course, it says it's not approved. It's not an approved vaccine by the FDA. Folks, did you realize this is not approved?
Yes.
Oh, but how come we're getting it? Why don't they sell it at Walmart? It's authorized under the Emergency Authorization Act. Unfortunately, President Trump, as being as pushy as he was, put it on warp speed. Well, that's
right.
The stupidest thing ever.
Yeah.
No other vaccine.
And you protected them from liability. Anytime you do that, I mean, that's...
Exactly. They have no liability whatsoever. Yeah. But this is an experimental. This is not a historic vaccine by any definition. One, it's not a particle of the virus. You're given a genetic product. RNA, and that RNA
yes.
hijacks your cells and causes your cells to produce the spike protein, which is the dangerous part of the coronavirus. Why would you want your body to be a manufacturer of spike protein?
Right. And how can you control that once it's in your body? Is there any counter? Is there any way to control that? Or is it just going to do a certain amount? Or this is just going to be a rogue proposition, a rogue element running throughout your system?
Well, it's going to be the latter. It's going to be a rogue. And all the epidemiologists and virologists I read and appreciate say it's going to be a catastrophe over the next year.
Well, I'll tell you, we got to leave it there. I look forward to our furthering our conversations. Dr. Stephen Hotsey, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration said Monday that children 12 to 15 years of age are now eligible to receive a key COVID-19 vaccine. As the agency expanded its emergency use authorization for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, clinical trials found 100% efficacy and robust antibodies response in study participants that were 12 to 15 years of age. A final vote for its use is expected Wednesday. Virginia Republicans have chosen businessman and first-time political candidate Glenn Youngkin to be their nominee for governor. Mr. Youngkin on the Royal Examiner.
I started to really assess what was going on in Virginia, and I looked at our economy, and I looked at what's happened at the consistent threat to our constitutional rights and our God-given rights, and saw people out of work, and I was so frustrated with my home state. You know, I'm a homegrown Virginian.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ball game. I think we need a break. Peanuts, Cracker Jacks, all that good stuff. Properly social distance, of course, because it is 2021 and we still have to do those kind of things. Timothy Malcolm is joining us to talk about his new book, Baseball Road Trips. I love these kind of road trips like this when you can be so focused and do something. And of course, for me, baseball has been a big part of my life growing up. My family, my dad was our coach in Legion and Babe Ruth and, parts of Little League at times. And so this is what we did. We lived, we ate, we talked about our very breath was all about baseball. So I really appreciate this new book, Baseball Road Trips, the complete guide to all the ballparks with beer, bikes, and sights nearby. Timothy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. It's great to be here.
Well, this isn't your first complete guide of particular interest. You've done this before. So it was time for baseball. Why baseball?
I mean, I am a lifelong baseball fan. I was born a baseball fan. I lived in Philadelphia, born in Philadelphia, raised in Philadelphia. So big Phillies fan. But baseball's always been around me and been part of life. And as you said, you know, growing up playing baseball and my dad coaching just like here, all of that kind of runs through me. And as I got older, you know, I wanted to see baseball in other parts of the country and see, you know, different teams in different cities and different ballparks and just be part of that experience in different places. And so that's where this book really made sense for me. It's the perfect kind of marriage of what I want to do with my writing career is to go into writing about baseball and the experience of being at a ball game.
Yeah, that's so cool. What was the first ballpark you went to? So not in the book. I mean, as a kid growing up, what was your first ballpark?
As a Phillies fan, it was Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, which is gone now and not the best looking park. But there's a spot in my heart for that place, no matter what.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly. I mean, for me, I remember my dad taking us to a game. I won some tickets. It was the sales contest at this Catholic school. I was selling the Tidings, which was a Catholic newspaper, and I won this contest, and we got four tickets. So my dad and my friend from school and his dad, the four of us went to Dodger Stadium, where I grew up in Southern California. And I just could not believe the vibrancy. It was just a gorgeous, gorgeous stadium there in Chavez Ravine. The grass was so green. Even to this day, I can just sense it. All the lights around the stadium and that. And oh my gosh, it just to this day, there's just something about that that first experience that stays with you forever, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You could have asked for a better first experience in Dodger Stadium. But I'll tell you that I had my biggest experience came a couple years later when my brother took me to Fenway Park in Boston, and walking through that tunnel for the first time and seeing the Green Monster and seeing Pesky's Bowl and seeing just the different angles of that park and the green grass and the dirt. I mean, I'd never seen an actual infield with dirt. I'd always been on an AstroTurf kind of thing. It was a very different scene for me, and it was beautiful. And I was like, okay, I'm sold. Like, I want to see all these parks for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, isn't Fenway? Fenway's interesting. I remember when I was in Boston, I was went to Fenway, and from the outside, unlike any other. I mean, it was like it's blocked off. You see all this brick and wire and from the gates and that, and it just seemed very, very harsh on the outside. I didn't get a chance to get inside, disappointingly. But nonetheless, just from an outside perspective, I mean, it just seemed like, wow, there had to be something real special on the other side. Of course, we've seen it on TV so many times, as you say. I remember one time when I was in New York, we came out and I said, okay, I got to go see Yankee Stadium. And so we get this cab driver and I tell him, we want to go to Yankee. We're in Manhattan. I said, I want to go to Yankee Stadium. And he goes, Yankee Stadium, but you're crazy, man. They shoot you there. I go, no, I just want to go, I just want to go there. I play ball. I want to see the stadium. I know they're not open right now, but I want to be able to go and check this out. And so this guy was just frightened. And finally, I got the story was the day before, a good friend of his who was a taxi cab driver had gone into the Bronx and didn't come out. He was murdered. And in broad daylight. And so this guy was, understandably nervous. And I'm going, well, hopefully, we don't encounter the same thing. I just want to see I don't want to get murdered. I just want to see the stadium. And he goes, okay, we're going. You're coming right back, right? I said, yeah, no, don't drop me off. We're just going to go. He goes, okay, well, I'm not going to let you out. You just go. You can see it. We'll take you around. We'll go around the deal and that's it. Well, anyway, he felt comfortable enough by the time we got there. And he pulls over, and I go walking through one of the service gates to take a look at the stadium. This is the old Yankee Stadium, not the new one, right? And so it was just, again, so majestic and wonderful. And when you know the guy that was there, servicing the area, happened to be from my hometown of all places. He was a CB from the Hueneme base. I grew up in Port Hueneme is where I grew up, a little, subset of Oxnard, California. And here it was like my hometown buddy. And I know that if I'd had time, because I was looking at our taxi cab driver, he was getting so nervous, and that he would have probably taken me all the way around and gotten the full tour and that. But what we were able to see was just so incredible.
Yeah, my dad took me to Yankee Stadium in 1993, and I was able to go to that stadium once, and it was the last time that George Brett played at Yankee Stadium, which is a big deal because George Brett had a history against the Yankees, right?
Exactly, right.
So I got to be there and be part of that, and I remember very little, but the one thing that I remember most about being there was the place shook. I mean, it was old, it was rickety, it was built, and renovated a couple times along the way, but it was still shaking. And it's just such a cool, thing to be a part of. And Fenway has that same sort of aesthetic where you feel like you're part of something that's, almost like the human sort of vibrancy is around you, and you can feel it. You can feel people going, you know, going nuts, and that's one of the best things about a great ballpark.
Yeah, Dodger Stadium, same way. It shakes and vibrates. And in fact, we've had a couple instances where you know some concrete comes off the, you know, underneath, and you know, a couple people have gotten injured. Thank God, not too bad, but still. You know, this is what happens with these facilities as they do age, sometimes not so gracefully. But, you know, Dodger Stadium has been renovated, Angel Stadium as well, down in Orange County. So of all the parks that you visited, one in particular, your favorite?
Well, my favorite ballpark, and it's because of all the ties that I have to it, is Fenway Park in Boston. But I'll talk about another one that I really like. I really started to I mean, I love Oracle Park in San Francisco. It's a newer park. It was part of that retro classic movement of parks that try to take after the old parks like a Wrigley, like a Fenway, like a Sportsman Park or a Forbes Field or something like that. But Oracle Park is right up against the water there in San Francisco. We've seen McCovey Cove out in right field, balls splashing into the water
right,
there.
Exactly.
But it's also got this great food scene and this great beer scene if you're into beer. And, you know, you get some Gilroy garlic fries, which is the that's like the stadium food that you want to get. This, you know, great San Francisco tradition. And you're just eating some garlic fries. You're sitting in your seat. Maybe you're having a beer. Maybe you're having a soda, whatever it is. And it's maybe 55, 60 degrees and a little overcast. And it's perfect San Francisco weather. But it's exactly where you want to be. And that's what I'm looking for when I'm going to these ballparks. Like, what is the quintessential experience at that ballpark, and I had a quintessential experience there. It's a really great park. There's so much to do, and for families, there's so much to do there too. There's a lot of kid-friendly little ballpark, like mini ballpark kind of thing, where you take the kids and they take some swings. There's a lot to do at that ballpark. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Well, the stadium before, which I had been to on several occasions, well, when that water comes off, I mean, when the wind comes off the water there. It'll stand you up pretty straight. It's kind of like in some areas of Chicago, right?
Yeah, for sure. Candlestick was well known for being, you know, and we talked about that in the book. Not necessarily Candlestick, but you know, in the entry for Progressive Field in Cleveland, for instance, it's right there on Lake Erie. So you'll have that lake, you know, that lake weather, that cold wind can come in. And one thing that can sometimes happen at one point of the year, and we saw this maybe about a decade ago in the postseason, is there are these midges, these little gnats that come into the park and will fade. And that's a real problem for some fans. If you get them at the wrong part of the year, they're just going to get you. So that's also in the book. We talk about all these little like quirks that might happen when you park at a certain time.
Yeah, we did have a World Series game that involved a bunch of gnats too, as I recall, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right,
Exactly. Stand by. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Timothy Malcolm, his new book, Baseball Road Trip.
COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117.
800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Out to the ball game, take me out with the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Just for fun, little seventh inning stretch here, just for you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Timothy Malcolm. Born in inner city Philadelphia, a lifelong Phillies fan, of course, he has to be. he knows Major League Baseball, served as a senior writer and editor at Phillies Nation, written stories for the Hardball Times, has been featured on Mets Blog and Yahoo, Big League Stew, also hosted 2 baseball podcasts, including Philly Nation's podcast. And we're talking about his just released book, Baseball Road Trips. I mean, I think this is every guy's dream to be able to do this, and you brought it to reality. Do you realize how many of us guys are going to read this and vicariously enjoy this road trip, and also tempt us to maybe not be as ambitious as you were in, you know, visiting all these different, but maybe even go into a region and say, okay, hey, I'm going to be in the Northeast. And because I even suggested to my good buddy in Tennessee, I said, hey, look at pal, we need to, you know, let's do a road trip. We'll just carve out a little part of the country and go watch some baseball.
Yeah, I know a guy, really good friend of mine in Connecticut who, had, a bunch of pins on the wall of like all the places that he needed to get to or the places that he'd been to, mm-hmm. and was trying to plan out for years, the chance to see every baseball stadium, right? And, mm-hmm. Life got in the way. He'd get sidetracked, do this, do that, the other thing. But every once in a while, he would plan that sort of 1 week trip where he'd go to a certain region of the country and do that thing. And that's what this book has in it. We actually sectioned the book off in about 6 or 7 different trips. So you can mm-hmm. take that East Coast trip and go from Boston down to DC and hit all the ballparks in between. There's a trip in the West Coast where you go all the way up the coast. But then there's like a trip where you can go right down the center of the nation from Minneapolis to Kansas mm-hmm. City to Dallas to Houston. You don't have to do all of it at once. You can sort of, section it off. And we also have some side trips and other things that, if you need an alternate trip, you can do that as well.
Yeah. If you have your wife with you, a little adventure. I mean, she's not going to always want to go to every ballpark. But, you got to have a little bit of derivation to the journey. So every ball field's covered in this book, Baseball Road Trips, right?
Professional. That's right, all 30, yep.
Exactly. Oh, very cool. This is so awesome. You know, you were mentioning garlic fries. I mean, you know, when you and I were growing up, I mean, it was like, you know, peanuts, Cracker Jacks, you know, a hot dog, a drink, that's it. I mean, today, these ball fields have become, you know, quite a food fest. Talk about some of your favorite food fest ballparks.
Well, I think so New York City Field has a great selection of food, global selection of food too. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything from, you know, fried chicken sandwiches and your Shake Shack burger and your, you know, very American food to Korean food, sushi to, you know, Colombian food. Seattle's T-Mobile Park, which I went to just 2 years ago, they have an incredible selection of food. They also have sushi. They have fresh seafood from the Pacific Northwest. You can get clam chowder. One of the funnest and maybe weirdest things that you could have at a ballpark, I had at T-Mobile Park, and that is fried grasshoppers. This is a Mexican delicacy, and it's, you know, the
Mexicans don't do fried grasshoppers. What Mexican does fried grasshoppers?
I swear it's a real thing, okay?
Okay, all right, I'm with you. If my mother was alive, I'd call her and say, hey, now I've heard that grasshoppers are a Mexican delicacy, and she'd, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, I'd hear it to no end, but that's okay.
Maybe it's very regional. I don't know.
Yes, it must be.
But they fry them up, and they put some tagine on them, tagine being that spice mix that's, you know, got some heat to it. And you can just, you know, snack on them. They put them in a cup, and they sell, I think, something like 327 cups per game of this. And the number is such because it's served at Edgar's Cantina, which is named after Edgar Martinez, the Hall of Fame mound hitter.
Yes.
Edgar Martinez's lifetime average was like 327. So it's whatever his average was, that many cups per game they sell of the grasshoppers. So get there early.
Yes, exactly, if you want grasshoppers.
If you want grasshoppers.
Yeah, exactly. Fried grasshoppers. Yeah, this is quite the deal. So, no doubt, things have changed quite a bit from the time you and I first started going to the ballparks. Let's touch on, some of the highlights of these local ballparks or ones everyone should visit.
Yeah. So, look, I mean, some of my favorite, Pittsburgh, PNC Park. What they have going for it is that gorgeous view of that, it's right across the river from downtown. And so you have the Roberto Clemente Bridge, which spans the river. You can walk the Clemente Bridge, which is closed every game day. You can walk it to get to the park, and then you get into the park and you can sit around. If you sit around the foul area, you just look out and there's skyline right ahead of you. And the bridge is really gorgeous. Mm. That's a favorite of mine. I love that in Kansas City, Kauffman Stadium, they have that water spectacular that's been there forever. They have waterfalls and fountains, and anytime the Royals hit a home run, they'll turn that on so the water is going off. And also Detroit, there's fun Easter eggs at some ballparks. So in Detroit's Comerica Park, they've put around, I think, 11 or so tiger statues all over the park. And they don't tell you where they are. You got to kind of find them. So you can go on your little treasure hunt, if you have kids especially, and find all these tiger statues. And that's also one great thing about all these parks is just about every park now has multiple statues honoring their, you know, great players. Cleveland has a wonderful outdoor statue area in the outfield. At Wrigley Field in Chicago, you know, each of the gates has a statue around it. So, you know, there's a Ron Santo, Ryan Sandberg, there's an Ernie Banks, you know. So, you know, look for all those statues when you're going around to each ballpark.
Were there any ballparks where you had to stay a little bit longer because there was so much to them that there was no way you were going to be able to, you know, catch everything at one visit?
Yeah, I mean, so especially the newer ballparks that have added a lot of bells and whistles to the experience, especially St. Louis, the new Busch Stadium there, Atlanta's Truist Park. You know, these are stadiums that have entertainment venues and shopping and restaurants that are built now around the ballpark, and they're especially for people who want to come to a game. So it's one thing to spend 3 hours at the ballpark and have a hot dog and a beer or whatever, but these ballparks are asking you to kind of hang out for 6, 7, 8 hours, or maybe spend a whole weekend at the ballpark area, stay at the hotel there. So those ballparks especially were you know, more than a handful to research because there is so much to get to. And then, you know, I mean, a place like Wrigley Field, especially in Chicago, because you have the ballpark, you have the history, you want to see all the cool things, but then there's also all the new things that they built onto it. And, you know, there's this new entertainment section that they built called Gallagher Way in the outfield, which has got restaurants and stuff like that. But then also the whole Wrigleyville area around it, all the bars that you can go to before and after the game and hang out with the Cubs fans. I mean, that takes multiple days to, if you really want to have fun, multiple days to have fun there.
Well, I noticed that you also give some tips on where to catch fly balls and getting autographs after the games. Share that with our audience, if you would.
Yeah, so autographs, you know, most teams do allow you to get autographs still before a ball game. If you come in before once the gates open, you go down to the first and third base dugouts right next to the dugouts. Go to that first row. You can spot up there and, you know, have your scorebook, have your glove, whatever you have, and try to get some autographs. Those are allowed at most stadiums. Some teams have forbidden that practice, especially in the last couple of years, but those teams usually have opportunities during a game or after a game to get autographs from great players who come by for the game, especially on Sunday afternoons. Some teams actually have Sunday afternoons where they let in a legend or something like that. And then there are some ballparks, like Wrigley Field, for instance, has an area designated near a parking lot two blocks away where you can hang out and wait for players to come out and get to their cars or what have you and get an autograph there. And they actually designate that spot at a certain time after the game so you can go over there. So, you know, when you're going to the ballpark, sort of read through the book, see if you need to make a little schedule for yourself. Okay, once the game's over, 30 minutes later, I want to be at that parking lot so I can get an autograph from, you know, Chris Bryant or, you know, Anthony Rizzo or whatever Cubs player is going to be there.
Exactly. Wow. And they'll tell you in advance who's going to be there, right?
It depends. Some of the ballparks won't tell you. I mean, it just depends on who's there. But for some of the teams, especially when it comes to a legendary player who comes back for Sunday, they will absolutely tell you beforehand who's going to be there.
Okay. How to catch fly balls. How do we do that?
Well, yeah, you can come once the gates open again. Go to the outfield area. It's open to anybody. The foul area is open to anybody as long as you're not in somebody's seat. A lot of teams will not open for home batting practice. They will wait till visiting batting practice to open the gates, and that's about 45 minutes to an hour before the game. Home batting practice usually starts about an hour and a half to 2 hours before the game, especially on Sunday afternoons. Some teams will open the gates that early, so you can go in 2 hours before the game starts, get home batting practice, and then stand out in the outfield area. And what you want to do is basically stand out in the first couple rows beyond the fence in the outfield area, probably in left field because most teams still have more right-handed hitters than left-handed hitters. But, you know, you want to be in a place that you can just be able to catch that ball and be in that first couple rows. But, you know, be careful because there are ball hawks who kind of roam the stands, and they'll get to you really quick, and they'll run up and try to catch the ball before you do. So, you know, maybe bring a glove if you're coming for batting practice.
Yeah, that and somebody to watch your flank as one of these ball hogs tries to steal your ball away. 30 seconds left here. Best way to get tickets?
Oh, man, you can go online, and second-party sites like a StubHub or something like that is a great way to get a cheaper ticket, especially before the game, like 30 minutes, 20 minutes before. Yes, it's very close to the game time, but maybe go to those sites. You could find tickets that are at least 50% off from the on-sale price, and that's a great deal.
Well, congratulations on the book, Baseball Road Trips. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Timothy Malcolm has been our guest. Timothy, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Take care.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid?